Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Any negotiation in Congress about updating a farm bill will have to include legislation on the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. Extension Ag Policy Specialist Brad Lubin says the specifics of the CRP will depend heavily on what the farm bill looks like.
Well, the farm bill establishes the authority for the program in the first place and sets the enrollment cap. Those are two pieces that are authorized in the underlying farm bill legislation. So the CRP program authority lives from farm bill to farm bill. The cap itself has been set in previous, most recently in the 2018 farm bill. The cap was gradually increased to 27 million acres, and it sits there yet today. The CRP program is dependent upon a farm bill for authority going forward. We can serve existing contracts, but we can't enroll any new contracts absent farm bill authority. While many of the provisions of the farm bill were addressed in the budget reconciliation bill in 25, including much of the rest of the conservation title, the CRP was not addressed. And so it expired again in late 2025, and it was another one-year extension that continued that authority going forward. That's the authority that finally gave FSA the opportunity to open up CRP enrollment programs here most recently. So it relies on that Farm Bill authority. It wasn't included in the budget reconciliation bill last July because absent a change to the program enrollment cap, there wasn't a budget effect of reauthorizing the CRP. And since there wasn't a budget effect, it didn't fit in the budget reconciliation bill. It would not have been germane to the bill. That only affects things that had that changed budget spending levels. So it couldn't be included at the time, which meant that it's still living off of underlying Farm Bill authority. And that's the authority that we again face this year of trying to get the rest of the Farm Bill, or what's been called the skinny Farm Bill, to the finish line by September.
Brad says provisions in the program try to help balance competing priorities of conservation goals and keeping enough land in production.
Well, there are more provisions in the CRP than I've described, and some of those are related to more targeted conservation practices, maybe water quality or wetlands restoration or critical habitat, various provisions that add some particular, maybe some additional incentives to enrollments in the CRP. But the longer run direction of CRP has been, you know, dependent upon Farm Bill reauthorization and dependent upon this sort of balance of both farm economic support that comes from enrollments in the CRP, as well as the conservation and environmental benefits that come from that enrollment.
Brad talks about some of the key questions for the CRP as the Farm Bill negotiations continue in Congress.
Most of the question is about a continuation and ensuring that there's authority going forward for continuing to accept new enrollments and run through new signups. There are questions about the enrollment cap. And I noted early in the CRP's history, it grew to as much as 37 million acres. There was, in its original legislation, it had a sort of a cap defined as 40 to 45 million. Eventually that was set and reduced over time. Then it was the 18 Farm Bill that actually reversed course and started to increase the overall cap in the CRP. And that's where we remain today, with some interest to try and increase it further, some interest to potentially adjust some payment rates, but mostly about keeping the CRP largely as it exists.
If you'd like to read about the details of the future of CRP or listen to the entire FarmCast podcast of this program, you can find both the article and the audio interview at UNL Center for Ag Profitability's website at cap.unl.edu. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.